Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Before we go to the phone line, Sandy, I wanted to... This is in Politico this morning. Hospitals are coping as the most transmissible variant to date sweeps the country by making compromises. They're shifting staff between departments, handling longer emergency room waits, and even eliminating routine COVID testing. They're seeking a new balance, recognizing that they cannot sustain the state of vigilance forever that marked the first 2 years of the pandemic. We had to ramp up during surges and then try and figure out, do we keep people or do we let them go when they're not surging, said Juliet Hirschborn, director of molecule pathology at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The surges tend to be just far enough apart to not know what to do. It's hard. It's a new normal. But you know, Sandy, you talked about the business model has to change in this country. So who makes the decision? And, you know, is there some overseer, some oversight, or each individual business will come to the realization themselves through pain that they have to change the model?
It's the latter, Earl. It's each business realizes through trial and error and through the force of the business of the marketplace that they have to make modifications. And I think they are making modifications. The problem with the healthcare industry is that, like I said, you can't train nurses, you can't train technicians, right. You can't train doctors overnight. So, you know, they're left with the legacy of the problems that were created by an industry that was probably undercompensating its people and therefore not encouraging enough to sign up for the years of training that's required to become a nurse, to become a nurse's assistant, become physician's assistant, all of these roles that currently they need more of. And there is a shortage within each hospital system, and nurses and trained people are being asked to work longer hours.
Right.
Yes, they're being compensated more, but there's a limit to what people can do with respect to damaging their lives through excessive work. So the toll that is being asked of the people in the healthcare industry has until recently been too much for them. When they realized it and looked it square in the face during the pandemic, and apparently that same kind of reaction has happened in many workplaces across the country. Truck drivers have realized, I think, that the toll on their lives from the nature of truck driving was not adequately compensated. And many, many of them retired and have created some of the problems in our ports because some of those boats are lined up at the ports because there aren't enough trucks
right.
available to unload them.
Let's go to the phone line. CJ, what's going on, man? You say what?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. I'm going to cover the topics you discussed this morning. Don't you find it funny when a Republican's in the Oval Office, it's always their fault, but when a Democrat's in the Oval Office, it's always somebody else's fault and everybody else's fault? I listen to the excuses that Sandy gives about the president, the gas prices, record high prices. Remember, he said there's nothing really he could do about it, and now he's taking credit for stealing from our national oil reserves and claiming the prices are coming down. And then the health care. Nurses forcing them to leave because they didn't want to be vaccinated. And we saw thousands of them leave. I've been vaccinated twice. The president was vaccinated twice and boosted twice. He still got it. I got it again this weekend. So the claim that, you know, the boosters and vaccinations cure it or they maybe reduce the symptoms. But the fact that President Biden said Trump deserved to be, it was treasonous for him to lose 200,000. You know how many have died underneath Joe Biden since he's taken office? Over 600,000. So the hypocrisy of the media, the hypocrisy of, you know, even talk show hosts. because looking at the facts, they don't want the facts. They want to blame everybody else. And
CJ, what did Donald Trump do when he first heard about COVID? What was his response?
Remember, he got by Joe Biden when he shut down
what was his first response?
He shut that down. You asked the question, Earl. He shut down travel from China. What did Joe Biden call him? What did Joe Biden say?
Hold on, CJ. Sandy, you want to? Is Sandy still with us?
COVID. I am.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I don't think anybody would question the notion that Trump's first reactions to COVID for the first 4 or 5 months of it underplayed it, minimized it, and caused the country to lag in its response to it. You can point at terminating the traffic from China as a big step, but everything else he did contemporaneous with that minimized it, including things he was saying at the very same time that he terminated the traffic coming from China with respect to it. But, you know, finger pointing doesn't do a lot of good. CJ, you know, you're able to call us on the phone and talk to us. You apparently have a slight case of laryngitis. Clearly, your COVID the second time and maybe the first time as well involves very minimal kind of symptoms. And of course, that could well be because you were vaccinated twice, contrary to the kind of political movement on the conservative side that tried to vilify vaccination as some kind of conspiracy. So, you know, I think everybody's wrong about trying to point the finger at whatever the administration is for whatever it is that's happening. Some things can be laid at the feet of an administration, some things can't. Things that administrations say and do and that have an impact on conduct definitely are things that can be talked about as being potentially laid at the feet of the administration. Things that happen in spite of the administration's efforts are probably not things that should be blamed on the administration. So I think we should, if we wanted to focus on that, wanted to focus on talking about such things, then we should do that. I think actually the fact that Biden has opened up some of the emergency reserves, I think Trump did that as well, quite frankly. But I think it has been used regularly, and I think those reserves are actually there for the very purpose of mitigating short-term market impacts. But the reserves get reinstated quite rapidly when they are no longer being depleted. So, you know, I'm perfectly willing to engage in conversations like that with CJ because I think he's right. Some things get blamed on administrations when they shouldn't be. On the other hand, I think some things get laid to the feet of administrations when they should be. And I think that the reaction, the Trump administration to COVID is something that can definitely be laid at its feet as a mistake. And I think most of the people within the Trump administration look back and would agree with that.
You know, Sandy, as you stated, even without going back into, you know, as a Democrat, Republican, or any of those things, where we are now and the shortages that we are going to be facing, because as everything that I read, Sandy, and everything that I hear, this is the most that's the word I'm looking for. It spreads faster. It spreads faster than any other. It's less lethal if you've been vaccinated than any of the others, but it spreads faster than any of the others, which means it's going to be all over the place. As it gets colder and colder, it's certainly not going away. But it's, as you stated, what is there to be gained by arguing about whether or not Democrat or Republican? I mean, that's at the root of all of these things we're dealing with. well, the Democrats, the Republicans, you know, enough of that. People, we know that the people are going to be suffering and are going to continue to suffer, and things aren't going to change overnight. But we've got to do a better job, Sandy, of all of this finger pointing, right? I mean, what is that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think I'm sure that the next thing CJ will want to talk about is inflation and to lay the current level of inflation at the feet of the Biden administration. I think all of the objective analysis of the current inflation situation indicates that the root cause of inflation has been shortage, and shortages that have not been caused by conduct of an administration. I think we have a break coming.
Yeah. So Tom from L.A., Tom from Cedarburg, hang on. We've got to go to a break. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.